Well, this is something new. I actually just logged into Anchor.fm so that I could listen to a lot of my favorites on here, on this station. My name is Danette Wallace, and I am a radio host for GV Hot 97, which is positive music, positive message type deal. But a friend of mine sent me a request, and he said, Danette, I really want you to talk about the black man of God and his weaknesses and strengths and the role of the woman in his life. So I thought, well, I don't really do well with podcasts, but here goes. So today, giving that the request is to talk about the black man of God, his weaknesses, his strengths, and the role of the woman. Notice he didn't just say the black male. He said the black man of God. So I'll be approaching this topic with a Christian mindset. Everything I do as far as any podcast will not always be Christian religion based on this station, but I can only share with you what I have to give. So let's talk about this scenario, and let's just kind of see what we get from this. I think there's a lot to be said on this topic, and if you notice, I've got my Dave Hollister kind of playing in the background. Dave Hollister is probably one of the coolest artist I've listened to in a long time. Anthony Hamilton, a lot of those fall into place, but Dave Hollister has music out there about being a man of God and struggling with real life scenarios. So when we talk about the black man of God in the household, I mean, what is there to say? The black man, period, is missing out of the household unit. The black male is missing out of the kingdom, the churches. The black male is missing even in the workplace, but especially our communities. I know I'm probably not your favorite person right now, especially if you're a black man. That's okay. If you're a black man of God, that's even better, because at the end of the day, we kind of have to retrace our steps just to understand what I'm saying. I remember growing up, there was a grandmother and a grandfather. May not have been a dad, but there was definitely a grandmother and a grandfather. My grandparents had been together for years. It wasn't even a question of whether granddaddy was coming home at night. I mean, we was lucky if he ever left. My grandmother was making breakfast. She made lunch. She made dinner. And you just knew grandpa was coming home. Now, that's not the case nowadays. Because now what we're dealing with is these men, black men, are dealing with three major barriers. If they're not working, I can already hear you saying three major barriers. Yeah, okay, Danette, like you know everything. I don't know everything, but I am going off of biblical instruction, and the scriptures I'm using tonight is Proverbs 6 and Proverbs 7. So I've broken this down the way I see it. And I welcome calls, I welcome comments, I welcome everything, because this is just to spark a discussion. So three major barriers that I see that the black man of God is dealing with as far as weaknesses. And that would be providing, understanding, and leading. Now, I'm also going to dare say that those very same three items is the black man of God's strengths. I said strengths. Yep, I said strengths. The very three things that can keep him from being everything that he needs to be can be the very three things that could make him everything he was ever created to be. So, yep. So, why do I say that? Let's look at it. So, Proverbs 6 is God, or it's a proverb saying to a man, it says, "My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have shaken hands in a pledge for a stranger, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself, for you have come into the hand of your friend. Go and humble yourself. Plead with your friend. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle and the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." Oh, that's the next part. So let's just stop there. I said providing, because our men are so busy following friends, doing what friends do, vouching for friends, that they're not taking time to build their own castles. I've known very strong men that will abandon their dreams just to go and do what their classmate, their best friend, their boy, their homie, their dog is doing. That can go from any age, teenagers. I am not going to do what I feel I need to do. My boys is on the street trapping. My boys is gangbanging. Let me just do that. And then the game begins, because now there's no stability. There is no steady income. There is no ownership of the family unit. My grandfather used to work two and three jobs. He would go out in the fields and he would pick strawberries and get watermelons and come back with a big trailer full and sell them just to make sure that he provided for his family. And I just don't see that motivation there. I mean, that just may be me. I'm just saying. On the other hand, always gotta bring it back though. On the other hand, as a strength, when the black man of God provides, because he's trusting wholeheartedly in God, he provides. Meaning that family unit wants for nothing. He guides mentally, physically, and spiritually. He is a provider to his whole entire family unit. He can provide love. He can provide finances. He can provide wisdom. He can provide peace, security, stability. And we're going to talk about the woman's role in all of that here in a second. Now also, on the other hand, for providing, if you go back to Proverbs 6, 6 through 11, the scripture says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rice from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man." Let's break that down. The reason why providing can be a barrier for the black man is because sometimes the black man has been so beat down, obstacle after obstacle, challenge after challenge. Get a job, they're taking it all for child support. No matter what you do, the baby mama just ain't quite happy enough. The wife, you bring in $30, she needed $100. And sometimes all of those bruises to your pride or to your ego can be damaging. Or maybe you just don't want to do nothing. You don't want to work. Maybe you just sitting around waiting on somebody to take care of you. But the Bible speaks against the sluggard. And it says your poverty shall come on you like a prowler. Think about a prowler, how desperate they are. An armed man is desperate. He's willing to take a life just to get something. And normally an armed man doesn't even know what kind of fight he's coming for. He don't know if he rob you, if he gonna get $100, $500, or $20. He's just desperate. And that desperation causes you to do and make wrong choices. And unfortunately, if you're making wrong choices when it comes to providing for your family, then statistically, you end up where? In jail. And that's no good for the family unit either. So providing is a huge barrier. The second one I had was understanding. A lot of times it's hard to see things when you're a black man. I'm not a black man, so y'all got me speaking. First of all, Chef P, how you got me speaking on being a black man of God, and I am not a black man of God, okay? I'm only taking it from perception and my life experiences with the black males in my life. So I could be completely off, and I'm okay with you telling me that. Or I could be kind of right, and I'm okay with you telling me that too. But the black man of God struggles with understanding and reasoning. And I think this is just maybe a man thing in general because of what the scriptures say. So looking at the scripture, and I'm just going to switch it up a little bit music-wise. This is Dave Hollister, One Woman Man. But I just want to say, if you get into the scripture, go back to Proverbs 6:6. He's already telling the man, look at the ant. The ant doesn't have an overseer, no ruler, no boss, no captain. But the ant knows to provide her supplies in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. When you have good understanding and reasoning, you can see down the road. You know, okay, if I plant this seed now, I know that by time it's this time, I'm going to have this, this, and this. So many times, the black man is just trying to make ends meet just for today, let alone what's going to happen tomorrow. We're going to temp agency so I can get a check in my hand today, and by tomorrow morning, I don't even have a dollar of it left. I mean, how in the world does that happen? It's all of us. It's not just one race, one culture. It just happens. But as far as understanding, the men of today were raised by mothers of yesterday. And I firmly believe, based on the scripture, that a lot of young men never really took the lessons of their mothers. If their fathers were there, the commands of their fathers, they always took it like it was a problem. You're just trying to keep me down. You don't want me to do nothing. You don't want me to have fun. You don't want me to be free. You just trying to keep me down. But the scripture, Proverbs 6:20 says, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is the lamp and the law a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. There's reasons why your parents taught you what they taught you, why your mother said the things that she said, why she told you you shouldn't be at the house after the street lights come on, why she told you you should be home at a decent time, because there's nothing that happens outside that door but perverse steps and things after a certain time. There's understanding and wisdom in some of those things. And the Bible says that a man should seek for wisdom. Call her his little sister. So understanding is key. Now, when a man of God understands, it is a strength, because he now is seeing things from God's point of view. He now has vision. He now has clarity. He now has wisdom. He has compassion for his wife. He has discipline for his children. Y'all ain't with me. The third one, leading. Why is leading so important? If you spend all of your time trying to walk wicked, playing the blame game, trying to get what you can get your cake, eat it too, breaking families up, cussing out bosses, then all you'll ever encounter is destruction. One thing I've learned. So let me switch it up a little bit. The next song I'm using is Forever by Dave Hollister. But one thing that I've learned is that you cannot lead someone until you follow someone. So how many times out of life would you say that the average black man has followed? I know you're strong, but sometimes in order to be a good leader, you have to follow. You have to have someone there that's teaching you how to be a good, solid man. Back in our scripture, Proverbs 6:16 through 19, The Bible says, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. If you are a leader, Black man of God, you should strive to lead in integrity, because if you're not leading, who are our children following? Our children are following the drug dealer. Our children are following the gangbangers. Our children are out there looking for someone just to guide them. And unfortunately, thanks to this scripture, they're being led by proud men, by lying men, by men that aren't afraid to take innocent blood, that will put your child and my child out there to test to see if he got heart. They're following men that devise wicked plans, that all they want is just to devour. So, Black man of God, we need you to lead. We need you in the household, at the table with your children. We need you in the church, at the altar for your children. We need you in the workplace so you can feed your children. And we need you in the community so you can lead your children. I know, it's not my soapbox. I was asked to speak on this topic. So, again, I can only give you what I got. But I do want to talk about the woman's role and how she supports the man. So let's look at that. Okay, I gotta be fair. Told y'all I was gonna talk about the role of the woman. This song I have in the background, Dave Hollister, Baby Do Those Things. So, for the woman, this is gonna be good. I don't need no hallelujah amen choir. Just like ladies, I don't need no hallelujah amen choir with me talking about the Black man of God. But I want to talk about the woman of God, the Black woman of God. It doesn't matter. I mean, really, race does not matter. But for a woman of God, how she supports, or what is her role for the man of God, is to love him into dominion. See, that man of yours was created. If we go back to Adam and Eve, he was created to have dominion over all creatures, over all the land. So you, woman of God, three things. It's preparation, or preparing. Two, expectation. And three, following. So for the man, it's providing. For the lady, it's preparing. For the man, it's understanding. For the lady, it's expecting. For the man, it's leading. For the woman, it's following. So your role, woman of God, Black woman of God, your role is to prepare whatever he provides. Amen. Prepare whatever he provides. You should always be preparing, whether it's a meal. Preparing for when he comes home. Preparing for when he's ready to go to bed. Preparing for when he needs to talk to the children. Preparation. Keep your house ready. If you're not married yet, if you are single, prepare for that man of God. Act like you want a husband. Act like you want a godly husband. There's places you go, you shouldn't go anymore. Act like he's already there. Act like when you get home, you're going to see him. Act like he's coming home to receive dinner. So cook. I'm just saying. Prepare. Your expectation. Expect good from your man of God. Stop looking for ways to beat him down. Stop looking for his wrongdoings, his shortcomings. Stop looking for reasons to shut him out and to push him away. But expect positive things. Expect good things. Expect moves and power moves, and expect him to be great. The third thing is following. Woman, you already know where I'm going with this. You already know. And women, I get in trouble all the time because a lot of women don't believe in being submissive. But I got some scriptures for you too. Oh yeah. I got some scriptures for you too. Because you know what? I think if you are honest with yourself, women, you know the same thing I said to the men, if you listen to it. The same thing I said to the men. Your three strengths. The three ways you are there to support the black man of God can be the same three ways you bring him down. Ooh. Woo. All hearts and minds clear. Y'all still love me? Oh, ho, ho, ho. If you don't, you won't after I'm finished with these scriptures. So, preparing. Women. Do you know there's women out there, men, that are constantly preparing to be the downfall of a man? Don't believe me? Check the scripture. The scripture in Proverbs 7, let's just start at 10. And I don't believe I'm taking these out of context. I'm reading it for the context that it's in. But it says, "And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. With an impudent face, she said to him, 'I have peace offerings with me. Today I have paid my vows. So I came out to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestries, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home on the appointed day.'" She said she was in preparation for him. She'd already made her bed, sprayed it with perfume, got the candles going. Y'all don't hear me. Men, you know, got the candles going. Her husband is away, preparing you for a downfall, men. But you fall for it. Expectations. Sometimes women, we have too many expectations. Too many expectations. We're expecting men to do things that they weren't doing when you first met him. So you can't expect them to continue to do The only thing you can expect him to do what he was doing already before. Just because you get married, things don't change. If you're expecting him to be a cheater, if you're expecting him to be a liar, if you're expecting him to be a user, then maybe he is. And what role do you play in that? Because you're the one that's deciding to stay in a relationship with him. I'm just saying. Just saying. The scripture in Proverbs 7:21 says, with her enticing speech, she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him. Immediately he went after her as an ox goes to slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow stuck his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know it would cost his life. Did he do what you expected? Did he come through for you like you expected? Did he cheat on you like you expected? Like my mama would tell me, why go looking for trouble? Because when you go looking for it, guess what? 9 times out of 10, you will find it. But you already know I gotta bring it back. So expecting from a positive standpoint, woman of God, when you can honestly say that you have his best interest at heart, and your expectation of him is that he will be great, that he will be powerful, that he will be stable, that he will be a provider, that he will be a father. When you can say those things with great confidence, then you can also love him into dominion. He might not be those things right now, woman of God. But if you're expecting, if you have an expectation and you lay it at God's feet, and you continue to show him the love of Christ, and you love him through his weaknesses, and you love him through with those, and you encourage his strengths, and you expect him to be an overcomer, boy, you can really be the woman that he needs. The scripture, Proverbs 12:4, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. You want to be the bride? Be an excellent wife. Fit on his head like a crown. Come on, somebody. Following, be submissive. If your husband says we're going to the left, go to the left. If he's going the wrong direction, who are you to tell him that? It's God that should be leading and guiding. Now, don't get me wrong. It's up to you to teach the man on how to teach you. So, if you expect excellence out of him and you want to follow a true leader where he is lacking as far as leading you and your vision for how you are to support him, because God will show you the things that your man of God needs. If he's hungry, God will show you that you need to get in there and prepare a meal. If he's sleepy, make sure his bed is cleared off. Come on, y'all ain't listening to me. The more he sees your support, your love, your wisdom, the more apt he will be to want to provide, the more he'll want to understand, the more he'll want to lead, the more he'll want to take his rightful place, the more he'll want to be that man of God that you need. The stronger he will get. And then you will, in essence, love that man into dominion. Can you see it? Can you see it? Can you see what they call the power couple today? When everything's hitting on all four cylinders, when you're staying in your lane and he's staying in his lane, but y'all are getting to the end destination together, that when one doesn't have enough gas to kind of make it through the next mile, you refill him. When you gave out of gas a mile back, and he can come back and pick you up and give you what you need to continue your journey. That type of support, that type of love is what is missing from the black man of God's life today. You want to know why you consider him to be a mama's boy? Because the love that his mother gives is just pure. He could be doing all the wrong things in the world, but because she's his mother, she loves him in spite of. And because you are the woman of God, the woman that God has chosen for that man, the one that you are divinely created for that man, you have to love him into dominion. It's not an option. And if you are in a relationship, if you're married and you are thinking about a man outside of whom you're already covenanted with, then rethink your steps. Research your heart. There should be no other love for any other man than your husband, other than God. Been there, done that, ladies. Lost so many times, over and over and over again. And the only conclusion I end up coming up with is, God, why can't I? I'm a good enough woman. I deserve my own man. I don't deserve to share. Nor do I deserve for another woman to come in and swoop them up. So I have to be all the woman I can be. I have to prepare. I have to have a positive expectation. And I have to be willing and humble enough to follow. I ain't gotta have the last word. You right, I'm wrong. Try it sometimes, ladies. You'll see a shift in your relationships. Stop arguing. Stop looking for reasons. Again, ladies, don't be mad at me because I'm talking to me too. But I'm gonna keep it real. And we're the ones running the black man off. We're running them from the house. We're running them from the church. We're running them from work. We're running them from the community. We're going to their jobs and starting fights and complaining and moaning and why you was here, where was you? No, no. Why would you cause your man to fail? Why would you want to do that? It's just not even right. It's not right at all. You just can't do that. So if you know it's not right, then provide the black man of God what he needs. And the thing that the black man of God is missing is the love of the black woman. Black woman of God. Plenty of black women, white women, I love them. It don't matter, women's women. Plenty women are in line waiting to love your man. Maybe even he's not your man yet, but he will be your man. And you better believe there's plenty of women out there vibing and fighting for one man's attention. But if you are to be the woman that loves him into dominion, then you should stand out. You shouldn't look like the other women. You shouldn't dress like the other women. You shouldn't walk like the other women. You shouldn't think like the other women. You should strive to be different. Walk upright and holy and humbly. Live a righteous life. I'm not perfect, but I've asked God in this dating game, because see, I was married. I got divorced. I don't know nothing about this dating game. I just know I don't want to be on Plenty of Fish. BlackPeopleMeet.com. Come on. No. I am going to walk in the ways of the Lord. I am going to strive to be the best me I can be. I am going to love me. I'm going to enjoy my downtime. I'm going to enjoy my time with God. I am going to learn how to love myself. I'm learning how to love God with everything. And I'm learning how to trust God with everything. And I'm learning that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. I'm not trying to boast myself up. I'm not trying to make sure that when some man sees me, I'm flesh, my flesh is out, and I done colored everything, lit the candles, just waiting. No, 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 not gonna do it. When I hear from God, I'll know. He'll know. But that is the role of the woman, to love the black man of God into his dominion. He's missing your love, ladies. Especially if he loved his mother. If he loves his mother, he has love for you. He will respect you. But you gotta make him respect you. Don't be a woman that a man can't respect because you out there hoeing, you out there getting drunk, you out there doing drugs, you out there ain't caring about your children, don't care how they look, you out there partying every time the doors of the club open, you ready and willing and able. Be a woman that the black man needs, a strong woman. Make right moves. Make moves in your job. Make moves in your church. Make moves in your community. Make moves in your family so your children can see you working, so your children can see your hustle, so the children can see that yesterday we didn't have bread, but I woke up this morning and there was a loaf on the table. And don't get it all on your back. I can say it. I can say it. I've been there. I can say it. Don't earn it on your back, ladies. Earn it on your knees, but not that. earn it through your worship, through your prayers, through your cries to the Lord. Earn it through your conversations, your communion with the Holy Spirit. Let Him change you. Let Him shape you. Let Him mold you. Let Him groom you. Let Him tame you. This is the Lioness. My name's Danette Wallace. Thank you and God bless.